A moment ago, we were talking about Alvin Dauf. Well, the last time he was up, just in this inning, they got him out. A pop foul to Al Rosen. The first time that the Indians have gotten Dauf out today. Yes, Mr. Dauf came into this series with 12 games under his belt and a hefty batting average of .292. I notice in the Gillette World Series record book that this tops even the mighty Roger Hornsby's average. Got your book yet? It's attached to the Gillette one-piece razor set, for which you pay only the regular price. The book is free. Now we head into the first half of the eighth inning. The score tied, Cleveland 2, New York 2. Larry Doby will be leading off for the Indians. Here is the official attendance at today's ball game. 52,751. 52,751. A fine crowd to get the World Series off. And as the experts have said, this promises to be one of the greatest World Series of all time in attendance and returns, of course, financially for the players in the league. All right, Doby steps in. Magley's first pitch to him. He swings and grounds it foul down the first baseline, out of play. Doby has one out of three, a single his last time up, single into right field in the fifth inning. He was one of the top hitters in the 1948 World Series, the Indians versus the Boston Braves. And, of course, was the RBI champion of the American League this year. Home run champion, too. There is ball one, high and outside. A fastball got away from Magley, took off, bringing a few oohs and ahs from the crowd. One and one to count. Doby crouched over the plate. The next pitch, he drops to the ground to avoid being hit. Ball two, high and inside. Another fastball. Doby really takes a toehold in the batter's box. And as the boys on the field and on the bench will say, he hounds the plate. Looks mean up there as the pitcher looks toward him. The 2-1 pitch. Ball three, high and outside. Doby was ready to swing away on that 2-1. It takes ball three instead. 3-1 the count now. The outfielders pull deep and well around toward right. Right side of the infield, deep. Lockman at first. Davy Williams at second. On deck is Al Rosen. The 3-1 pitch. Doby swings and he misses. Strike two, and the string is loose. Full count of 3-2 on the batter. Magley has given up 6 hits. Score is tied. Cleveland 2, New York 2. 3-2, and Magley checks with the catcher, Weston. Works into the windup. And here's the payoff pitch. Ball four, inside and low. Doby works in for a walk. That is the second base on balls given up by Magley. He has 2 strikeouts, and again we have action down in the Giant bullpen. Don Little, the left-hander, has really been getting a workout during this game, and Marv Grissom, right-hander. As Al Rosen steps into the batter's box. Grissom and Little getting ready down in the bullpen in case they're needed. Grissom was a great help to the Giants this year, winning 10 while losing only 7. All right, Rosen steps in, a right-hand batter. The first pitch to him is ball one inside and low. Doby on first, leading off for the base on balls. Tie score, 2-2, first half of the eighth inning. Magley turns and throws to first, but Doby is back. Magley, on that particular throw, walks toward the rubber, turns quickly, and fires to the first baseman. Doby leads off. Here's the stretch. The pitch is swung on a ground ball, knocked down by a guard. The shortstop picks it up. Second, too late. All hands are safe, and Rosen is at first base, but again he was moving with a decided limp. And it is a base hit. An infield hit for Al Rosen as he hit one just to the right of shortstop Dodd. He knocked it down with his bare hand, tried for Doby at second, but was too late. And Rosen gets his first hit of the day. Runners on first and second, nobody out, and the batter is Vic Wirtz. Now Lachman moves in from his position at first base, and Thompson is in close to the edge of the infield grass. Time is called, however. Westrum goes out to talk to Magley, and now Freddie Fitzsimmons, first base coach, starts out of the giant dugout. Gets a call from Leo DeRocher, the manager. Turns and looks back to him. Umpire Larry Knapp waved in to see if they wanted one of the boys warming up. Don Little, left-hander, is ready, and so is Miles Grissom, big right-hander. Jock O'Conlon, second base umpire, moves in, and Fitzsimmons indicates that he wants the left-hander, Don Little, to come on. Little has won 9 and lost 4 this year. That is going to be all for Sal Magley. Magley has given up 8 hits. You know, there's never been a no-hit performance by any pitcher in a World Series game. That's just one of the many interesting facts covered in Gillette's wonderful new World Series record book. And remember, you get it free with a one-piece Gillette razor for the regular price. Nobody out here in the first half of the eighth inning with a new pitcher coming on. So let's take a look at Magley's record. He has worked in 7 innings of the game. He has given up 2 runs, is leaving 2 men on. Should they score, they'll be charged to him. Gave up a total of 8 hits. He walked 2 and struck out 2. Change that Magley has given up just 7 hits. Thank you, Al. 7 hits. And the new pitcher, Don Little. Magley making the long walk from the mound through center field and to the clubhouse. A pitcher going out of a game here at the Polo Grounds has just about the longest walk into the dressing room of any baseball. So Little is taking his warm-up. And while we're waiting, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Mutual, the radio network for all America.
And this is WGN, your exclusive World Series station, Chicago.
Now back at the Polo Grounds in New York, the new Giant pitcher, Don Little, out on the mound. Al Lopez, the Indian manager, came out to talk to Al Rosen. The runner at first, Rosen was limping very badly when he went down the line, but evidently he is going to stay in. I know that he wants to. Don Little, Sanders, ready to work. A boy who hits from Mount Carmel, Illinois. 5'10", 165 pounds. Little appeared in 28 games during the regular season at an earned run average of 3.07. Left-hand pitcher now against left-hand batter Vic Wirtz. Runners on first and second, nobody out. The first pitch by Little is ball one, high and inside a fastball. A slender bill, but he has a whale of a good fastball. Rosen on first, three on second. Nobody out in the first of the eighth. Score tied 2-2. Next pitch is a strike with a curve, hitting the outside corner, breaking away. Vic Wirtz, the Indian baseman up there now, has a perfect day at this far. three hits, including to the plate, a triple and two singles. Drove in the Indians two runs back in the first inning. Is ready. The pitch. A bunt try. It's popped in the air, but nobody can get to it. Hank Thompson, the third baseman, tried. So did Little, the pitcher. But neither could reach it. And it is ball one and strike two. Well, that's a life for Wirtz. An attempted bunt. He popped it foul down the third base line. Ball one and strike two. Batter on deck is Dave Philly. Dolby drew a walk. The count 3-2, took ball. Rosen singled to the shortstop. He threw a force play on Dolby. And Rosen is given credit for the field hit. Nobody counts. Little now, for a sign. Up for the strip. A look back to the runner at second. Pitch is swung on, and there's a drive going deep out into that center. Hayes is racing back, still going. And he makes a beautiful catch over his head. And Dobie tags up at second, is moving to third. A beautiful, beautiful catch by Willie Mays. Gentlemen, for those of us who have not seen too much of Amazing Willie Mays, we know now why they talked to him so very much. That was one of the most spectacular catches we have ever seen. That one was hit to the wall in right center. Well over 400 feet away from home plate. And Mays was racing with his back turned to the end. And pulled it down over his shoulder. We're getting a pinch hitter for here in the eighth inning. It is Hank Majeski. Majeski batting for Philly. And here comes Freddie Fitzsimmons out of the giant dugout. There's a possibility of a new pitcher. Marv Grissom, right-handed, has been warming up and is ready to the meeting. Yes, that is what it is going to be. A new pitcher, Marv Grissom, is being called into the game. Hank Majeski has a batting average of .281 for the regular season. However, that average doesn't tell the entire story. The veteran has really been a tremendous asset to Al Lopez and his tribe this year. He has moved in to play third, last, second, and has been a great help at the plate. Many of his hits, driving in runs that have won ball games for the Indians. And now, right-hander coming into the game, we're going to get a switch in pinch hitters. Mitchell is coming out of the Indian dugout, swinging a couple of bats. And it is going to be Dale Mitchell batting for Hank Majeski. And the fans are getting a big thrill out of this battle of strategy between Al Lopez, manager of the Indians, and Leo DeRocher, the manager of the New York Giants. But this is the World Series, and championship strategy as well as championship play is so very important. Lopez now comes out of the dugout to his pinch hitter, Dale Mitchell, who is up to the left of the plate. Freddie Fitzsimmons is talking to Marv Grissom, and it goes down Little, making his exit from the game after pitching one-third of an inning. Pitched to one man, Vic Wirtz, and Wirtz tried to Willie Mays, deep in center field. Grissom is 1-10 and lost 11. And if any Giant fan will tell you, he has been a great help to the Giant ball club. He has appeared in a total of 56 games. Giving you some idea of how often he has been called in from the bullpen to stop the fire and go on and save a ball game. So he's won 10 and lost just 7. Probably has saved many more for other starting pitchers. Check it in average 2.34. Remember, these two men on base, Dobie and Rosen, are charged with the starting pitcher, Sal Magley. So while the score is tied, Cleveland 2, New York Giants 2, Magley would be the losing pitcher in this ball game. Leo DeRocher is going to have men ready. He has a left-hander and a right-hander warming up in the bullpen. The score tied, 1-2 in the first half of the eighth inning. One out. The Indians have Dobie on first and Rosen on first. Dale Mitchell, pinch hitting for Hank McCluskey, who was originally announced as a pinch hitter for Philly. Mark Grissom steps onto the rubber now, checks his sign. Dale Mitchell, a left-hand batter. Takes ball one high and outside. Ball on the count. Mitchell has a time batting average of 315 in Major League play. Has not seen too much action this year. A batting average of 283, used mostly as a pinch hitter. Next pitch. He takes ball two inside. Almost got away from West for the catch. John McCall, a left-hander, Wilhelm, knuckleball, right-hander, warming up in the Giant bullpen. Rosen on first. Dobie is on third. One out in the first half of the eighth inning. The next pitch. Ball three outside. Mitchell was ready to go for it. But held back and now it's 3-0. Mitchell stands deep in the batter's box, and while he can pull out to right field, he's capable of hitting the ball field. The next pitch, ball four, high and outside, and on fourth pitch, that one, Mitchell takes a walk. The bases are loaded. Rosen moves to second, Dobie holds at third, and Mitchell takes over at first base. The batter, due, is Josh Strickland, but now he is being called back, and we're going to get a pinch hitter. Dave Pope, number 34, is coming up to the dugout. Pope is going to hit Strickland. Pope is a rookie outfielder up from Indianapolis of the American Association. He batted 294 for this year with the Indians in 60 ball games. Hit four home runs and drove in 12 runs. He's both fast and has a lot of promise as a coming star of the future. In the American Association, he practically tore that pitcher apart the last couple of years. He's a left-hand batter. Hope, batting close to him. First pitch, he swings and taps it foul down the first baseline. Rolled back into fair territory, but it had been fouled off his foot. Strike one. Dobie on third. Rosen on second. Mitchell on first. One out in the first half of the eighth inning. The Indians and the Giants battling in the first game of the 1954 World Series. Tied up. 2-2. Pope now steps back into the batter's box. Don Miller, deep and straight and right. Willie Mays pulled over to the back center just to show you. Big Miles Grissom, right-hander. On the rubber. Gets into a short windup. The pitch, ball one, a fastball high and outside. It's an exciting moment here at the Polo Grounds. They count 1-1 on the batter. The base is loaded. The Indians attempting to break the tie. And Grissom, the third giant hurler, trying to close the door. On deck is Jim Hegan. Here's the windup. The next pitch, just swing and a miss. Ball one and strike two. Pope went for the fastball. Wilhelm and McCall continue to warm up for the Giants. Wilhelm, the fast knuckleball. Left-hander, Johnny McCall. Base is a level for the Indians. One out. Here's the out and the windup. The next pitch swung on and out into the stands, down the left field line, going into the second inning. Out of play. the crop of names. Ball one and strike two. Red Press, looking at first base, shouting encouragement down to the team. The little round man, Tony Cuccinello, away from the coach's box at third base. One out. Good ball in play. Mr. Watching Dolby very close to the third. Here's the windup. One and two pitches. That's three calls. He struck him out. Well, that was on his left. Is one of the big strikeouts of the World Series. Yet, of course, to come is a lot of action, but nothing can be more important than that one. Striking out left-hand batter Dave Pope with the bases loaded. And now Jim Hegan is up. Fans are still talking about Willie Mays and that great catch. You know, he went right back to the right center field wall to haul down that flag of work. You'll find the diagram of the polo ground showing distances to all fences on page 26 of the new Gillette World Series record book. Be sure you get yours. All right, Jim Hegan is up. The first pitch coming on to him. Ball one high and inside. Ball in the count. There are two out. The bases are loaded. Score tied, 2-2. Martin, big right-hander, relief pitcher for the Giants. There's the pitch. Hegan swings and pops it up. Off to the right of the plate. Western Racing 40 can't get to it. It's back onto the top of the dugout. Good run by Western, but he couldn't reach it. And the count is even, ball one and strike one. Hegan hits that ball right on the fist and cracks his back. That boy brings him another piece of wood. 1-1 the count on the batter. Jim Hegan. He is 0-3. Dolby led off with a walk. Rosen singled off the shortstop's hand. Works by deep to center. And Mitchell walked, batting for Majeski. The bases are loaded with two out. Here's the windup. And the pitch. Egan swings and fouls it back out of play. Strike two. Ball one and strike two to count. And now with the count in favor of the pitcher, Weston calls the time, walks out to talk to Grissom. Pats him on the seat of the pants. There are two out. The score tied. The Indians got two runs in the first. The Giants tied it up in the last of the third. First half of the eighth inning. The runners move off. They are ready to go with a crack of the bat. There are two out. Grissom still watching Dolby closely. All right, the 1-2 pitch. Fouled back. Hegan got a piece of it to stay alive. Boy, that was a foul ball. It came right back into the press box, into one of the cameras, one of the television cameras on duty, covering today's ball game. 1-2 count. Mitchell on first, Rosen on second, Dolby on third. With two out, the outfielders are straight away. Grissom taking plenty of time, cautiously. Into the windup now. The pitch swung on the buzzer drive, going deep high, out into left field. Willie Mays is back to the wall. A rather muddy over, and he's under it and has it for the out. Irving standing in front of the 315-foot mark, right on the warning path in front of the wall, pulled it down. And fans, there is a great, great fit of relief pitching. Don Little and Marv Grissom closing the door on the Indians. They get no runs. They had one hit. There were two bases on balls and three men left. And going into the last half of the eighth inning, the score is Cleveland 2, New York 2. Fans, let's face it. There's nothing that can make your alarm clock sound like sweet music. But when it's hard to get underway, a good Gillette wake-up shave will help you get ready for action on a sleepy morning. Yes, sir. There's plenty of lift packed into a shaving cream shave with today's new Gillette Super Speed Razor. Now, if you haven't tried today's Gillette Super Speed Razor, you're missing something really great. You change blades in a flash and just rinse it to clean. It's made in one piece, nothing to take apart. And it's double-edged for extra convenience and economy. The price? Only a dollar, complete with traveling case and blue blade dispenser. And while they last, you get the new Gillette World Series Record Book 3. A great little book that helps you get more fun out of baseball all year long. Well, after that great bit of pitching, Marv Grissom has a ball game on his hands. Fans, let's face it. There's nothing that can make your alarm clock sound like sweet music. But when it's hard to get underway, a good Gillette wake-up shave will help you get into action. Sleepy morning. Yes, sir. There's plenty of lift packed in there. Shaving cream shave with today's new Gillette Super Speed Razor. Now, if you can try today's Gillette Super Speed Razor, you're missing something really good. You change blades in a flash and get rinsed to the... And it's double-edged for extra convenience and economy. The price, only a dollar, complete with traveling suits and blue blade dispenser. And while they last, you get the new Gillette World Series Record Book 3. A great little book that helps you get more fun out of baseball all year long. That takes Cal Magley out of the game. It is now Marv Grissom's ball game to win or to lose. Changes in the Indian lineup. At shortstop, Sam Denty. Sam Denty is at shortstop for the Indians, and Pope goes into right field. Dave Pope in right, and Denty short. And is Denty playing in his first World Series game. Batter for the Giants is Henry Thompson, the third baseman. That's in batter. Evan Fitzgerald on outside. Indians had a glorious opportunity. Failed to capitalize on it. And it's still a tie game with the Giants now at bat. Thompson has one out of three. It's in the game. Brings on the next pitch and hits the ball. Keep out into right field. And that ball is going to be foul. Just on the wrong side of the white chalk mark. Foul by Fitz. Strike one. 52,751 fans are watching that ball every inch of the way. Sure, keeping score with us. Pope in right field will bat in the number seven. And Denty will bring the shortstop in the number seven. All right, Lemon is ready. Ball one and strike one to count. The next pitch. Hit foul down the first baseline, out of play. The count was 2.
Hello.
Season long, people talking about the Indians' second nine strength, inch strength. They're seeing some of it in action right now. Can't be a short. Dave holding up. People like McGrath here, of course, were called on the pinch hit. McGrath did not get an opportunity. Ball one and strike two. Here's the windup. The next pitch swung on and a high top foul. Hit back of the plate, coming back into the stands out of play. Egan started back for it, but no chance to reach him. But the count remains, ball one and strike two. The outfielder pulled around toward right. Thompson filling the crowd with a wallop off the right field wall, but foul. Thompson, the batter. On deck is Monty Irvin. Lemon has given up a total of 8 hits. The Indians have a total of 7. The next pitch is high and outside. Ball 2. Even up. 2-2 now. Barnes and Hank Thompson. Third baseman. The wind is still strong coming out of the southeast. Going across from third to first. Isn't it? Big foul down the first baseline. Fielded by Frederick Simmons. The one-hand stop. It's a battle now between Mal Grissom and Bob Lemon. And certainly, you have to give a big pat on the back to Leo DeRocher. Strategy, calling the right pitcher, the right down middle, got Wicks and Grissom. That's the rest of it. Two pitch to Thompson is ball three outside, and the swing is out. Full count of 3-2. There's the windup, and the big pitch is ball four, high and outside. Thompson, coming through with a base on balls, that is the third walk given up to Solomon. And the batter is Monty Irvin. Irvin is 0 for 3, fouled out, out, and fried out. He flanks the third base close up, comes in to him. Now we have action out in the Indian bullpen. Ray Narleski, rookie right-hander, and Al Newhouse, left-hander, warming up. And Narleski. Score is tied 2-2, but the Giants have a runner on first with nobody out. Thompson, the base runner. The batter, Monty Irvin, right-hand batter, crouched over the plate. Rosen moving in on the grass. The pitcher knows the front, right out in front of the plate of beauty. Egan is up with it, can't make a play at second. Throws to Avila covering it first, and Irvin is out on a perfect sacrifice. As pretty a bunt as you want to see. He jumps it right out in front of the plate. No chance to play on the runner at second at all. A perfect sacrifice. One gone, and the bat. Irvin goes out 2-4. Catcher to the second baseman, seven. So now, it's the runner on second. One away, and Davey Williams steps in. He is 3. He's grounded out 3 times. Right and batter. H ball one outside and low. Ball on the count. Now the Giants have a right-hander warming up in the book. Number 49, knuckleball, Herla Holhelm. They want him out there in case they get down there. The spot where they have to use the pinch hitter. Lemon okays the sign. You can count ball one. The pitch is ball two, outside and low. Two and no count. Hank Thompson, a fast man, is on second. The outfield pulled around toward left on Williams. Balls are now strikes. Batter on deck is Westrum. Lemon has his sign up with a stretch now. Look back to the runner. The pitch is swung on a ground ball to the left side of the infield. Rosen comes in, takes it. The runner is holding it second, the third, the first, and Williams is out on a close play. Had him by a step, works. Leaning into the infield for that throw. Got Williams. Just by a step, fraction of a step. There are two gone. The runner is still at second, and the batter is Russ Westrum. Williams going out. Rosen to Wirtz, 5-3. This broadcast coming to you from the Polo Grounds in New York City, the home of the National League champion New York Giants. The first game of the 1954 series. And if this is an indicator of what the others are to be, we'll be happy. The score is tied 2-2. Last of the eighth. Two out. The Giants have a runner at second. Keegan and Lemon had a little conference out there, midway between the mound and the plate. Westrum has been a surprise. In 3 trips to the plate, he has 2 hits. 2 singles into left. Right-hand batter. Lemon checks the runner back at second. First pitch. Ball one outside, a curve breaking wide of the plate. Ball one, the count on Westrum. They'll pitch carefully to Westrum with the pitcher. Do next. Thompson on second leads away. The pitch, Weston swings and misses. He went for the slider. Strike one. Ball one and strike one, the count. A lot of the old-timers will tell you that a slider is just a nickel curve, but not so in the case of Mr. Bob Lemon, who really explodes that thing when it breaks away. Real sharp breaker. Up in position. Lemon backs off the rubber. Weston stepped out. The count is even, one and one, a tense moment in the last half of the eighth inning. Thompson, the base runner at second, ready to travel. The outfielder's pulled around toward left. Up in position now, Lemon looks back to the runner. The pitch is swung on, and a high pop foul is hit back of the plate. Hegan coming back near the stands, but he will not be able to get it. It drops onto the screen out of play. A large area gives the catchers and other players plenty of room to travel for foul balls. First, third base, and back of the plate. Whitey Lockman, the leadoff batter and the man on deck for the Giants, calls Weston over to him. Talks to him for a few seconds. You know, these ball players are always working at their business, thinking all the time. The man on deck, like Whitey Lockman, he'll want to pitch it. Maybe he detects a little motion that might give away a curveball or a fastball. So he passes it on to his teammate, the man who happens to be up there in the batter's box. That's what makes for championship play. The kind you see when the teams reach the Autumn Classic, the World Series. One and two to count. The next pitch fouled back to the screen out of play, and the count remains. Ball one and strike two. There are two out in the last half of the eighth inning. Runner, Hank Thompson. And the ball game is tied in New York, too. Thompson left or sacrificed the second, but remained there. Grounded out. Lemon taking 29. Big man up there. I catch close to him. He leans forward to the glove catcher. His knee looks into it. He's fine. Now he's stretched. The next pitch is outside. Away from the catcher. Hank Thompson makes the catcher, but holds up. Lemon in to cover the plate. And it is a wild pitch to Bob Lemon. A wild pitch. Lemon. Yes, sir, we've had just about a strikeout. A wild pitch. Spectacular pitch in center field by Anderson. Good base run. Thompson is on third, moving a home. The count on the batter is ball. Lemon now works into it. Westrom swung on and the center field ball becomes on. And throws it down. It retires the side.
Boy, that West is the work.
Westrom has really laid down. So that ball this afternoon, a line drive and playing him for it.
No.
The side is retired.
No
hit runs for the Giants.
And
there was one walk. One man left.
Is
the eighth inning, the score. 2, New York 2.